Then we move to part two. What I want to know is the Telegraph story about nuclear terrorist strike in London is extremely simplistic. The perpetrators of the fictional attack are right out of the new terrorism playbook. The terrorists are homegrown extremists, could be Islamists, Christian doomsday cultists. It's just too vague. There are no whistles or bells, no characters, no real story, just the warning, the explosion, and the resulting devastation. There seems to be no clear reason as to why this is being shown by the London Telegraph. They don't know why this is being produced, or the Telegraph will not say why it's being produced. Okay? Now, I'm sure you're all thinking, well, why the fuck are you talking about this? This is way over merry old England. Well, let me tell you why. Because the CIA briefed Barack Obama just recently saying that the new spate of terrorism is going to come from Britain, and it will be extremists from Great Britain that will bring terrorism to the United States. The timing of this slideshow and this story are very, very, very unnerving. Okay? Slideshow's produced, and then Obama says, hey, look out, the Britons are coming. Despite calls and complaints to the UK Telegraph as to the purpose and origins of this bizarre slideshow, Blackjack came up with part two. It's released, and this time the story moves from London to North America, where at 8.03 a.m. on June 22nd, six cities are attacked by nuclear bombs. The following cities are targeted by terrorists. New York City, Washington, D.C., Toronto, Mexico City, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, targeted by terrorists. This is where it gets scary, okay? We all live in Portland, Oregon. The slideshow says that the terrorists will attack Portland. And you notice where the bomb goes off? The bomb goes off right behind Big Pink. And this is where it gets, you got to pay attention to the slide, because even though it's pretty crude, the mushroom cloud is right behind Big Pink. Now, if you take a look at this, we're looking towards the city and we're seeing the bomb exploding behind Big Pink. Just like in part one, we see another van, this time with a Viper symbol and the initials NAU printed on the side. This is to indicate that an organization that wants to create the North American Union plants bombs in North America. When you reference the NAU symbol on the Blackjack information site, you get a group of numbers, 453-135-68N-122-40234-4W. That is a geographic signature for Portland, Oregon. And do you know what geographic signature that is? You're sitting right here. Yeah. We are that signature. The star on the map is Dante's at 453-135-68 North, 122-40-23-44 West. However, I was not satisfied with the idea that Dante's was going to be the target of a terrorist bomb. Okay, now I know we're all laughing because we're sitting here right now. It's the Ground Zero Lounge, and for some reason, a slideshow in Britain is saying that this is the Ground Zero for a terrorist attack. No, we did some more figuring. We focused it really close, got really exact longitude and latitude, and we figured that it's just straight up 3rd Avenue to a parking lot on Northeast Gleason. This is an aerial view of the parking lot on Northeast Gleason. According to this slideshow presented in the London Telegraph, it's a parking lot that's just up the street. We can go to it after the show if you want, if you don't believe me. It's at Northwest Gleason and 3rd. Or Northeast Gleason and 3rd, I'm sorry. Is that right? No, it's Northwest, because we're on the west side. So it's Northwest Gleason
and
3rd, right there.
It's Northwest Gleason, Northwest 3rd and Gleason, right next to the bridge that goes over the steel bridge. And if you look at that parking lot and go to the upper left corner and count five parking spaces over, it's hard to see. Yes, exactly right. It's the gas company parking lot, and what's difficult to see is the little push pin I placed there in the fifth space over, which is the exact spot, longitude and latitude given.
Yep. You want to say something?
Well, Port of Portland is 121 Northwest Everett, and Northwest Natural Gas is 220 Northwest 2nd.
I know. Watch this. So, yeah. You're right. The parking lot is fenced off and is the area white vans from Northwest Natural Gas are parked. The lot is located just behind Northwest Natural Gas building. I'm standing there by the white vans. Remember in the slideshow how they bring the bomb in? They bring it in a white van and they park it unattended and then they detonate it at that time. These guys, if they made this show up in England, they know the territory and the terrain of that parking lot right up the street, and they know that if you park a white van there with a bomb, it will go undetected because there are other white vans parked in that parking lot. You know why this is making me scared? Because it seems so fucking real. Usually, when you put together a slideshow, you just guess. This is accurate to the geographic location. A parking lot with white vans, Ground Zero PDX. The exact spot is that parking spot right there. 45 degrees, 31, 35.68 north, 122 degrees, 40, 23.44 west. The new Ground Zero. Go ahead.
Do you know how big of an area that represents?
Yes, I do. It's the area from here all the way up there, but pinpointing it directly, getting it right to the area, is that fifth parking spot at that motor pool area where the white vans are parked. We actually, because I said, wait, that's too much to cover. We have to pinpoint it. So we pinpointed it to the very degree. It's right there at that parking spot.
Because you're down to the hundredth of a second of degree there.
I could be off. Plus or minus 1 or 2 degrees, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
Plus or minus 1/100 of 1 second of a degree.
Sure, it could be off, but we pinpointed as best we could.
It was done with Google Maps with the it was zoomed way in so that I could monitor the numbers as I moved the cursor, and it's as accurate as I could possibly get it.
I have to say something. Does Astrodonimus have to do anything with all this, or
no?
Is it just your belief?
No, this isn't my belief. This is a slideshow that was produced in London. That was a slideshow that people are complaining about because they say it's scaring people, and the Telegraph is saying, "So what? We're running it anyway."
No, I don't think anything is accurate, but
it is accurate. You can walk up the street, and they actually say in the slideshow that they park a white van unattended in a parking lot at this coordinate.
The thing about it is, it's got like eight gates.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a minute. It's got eight gates. Was there or not?
And they're open all day, every day of the week except Sunday. And then the guard comes and locks every gate at 7 o'clock
every
night.
That's right. And this bomb goes off at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I live right across the street from that.
Right. Okay.
And I peed right there.
June 22nd is supposed to happen. That's according to this slideshow.
Well, if we know all this now from the slideshow.
We don't know. I'm reporting it now. Nobody knows it. That's why I'm reporting it now.
Okay, so we report it now. So on June 21st, then we could just go over there and take the bomb out of the fucking van.
Well, if you want to do that, fine. But I want to, if it really happens. But let me finish off why I'm making the point.
Well, I just apologize, but you know.
A white van carrying a dirty nuke will be left in the parking lot hidden among the other white vans. Seems a bit too real for me, especially for a slideshow that's made clear across the other side of the pond. Okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been talking to him along those lines since he discovered this, wondering why in the world they would tell us these things if it was something they was really going to do, and that's part of the whole mystery of it. My personal theory, one of them, is that they're trying to get Clyde and those lesser of his ilk swarming around it like flies to shit to distract them from something else. That's one of my many theories. Don't know. That's why it bears watching, simply because it is so anomalous.
I want to show you this, too. Many people don't know this, but I worked in this building. Dave Paul, who's in the audience, worked in this building. It's the Northwest Natural Gas building, but it's also the building where Metro News has been. One of the guys who worked there, Jeff Hunter, called this building the teardrop building because it's shaped like a round drop of water, and it's all glass. If you take a look at where I'm standing, it's right behind that building, the teardrop building. And if you look towards the south, you see Big Pink is right there. And remember that picture I showed you, Big Pink with the bomb? Right there. That's another thing, too. That's pretty damn accurate as well. They know exactly where the mushroom cloud, were to Photoshop the mushroom cloud in comparison to the coordinates given geologically. That's what makes it creepy. It's right to the T. Okay. Another thing that's interesting Here is the plan in the slideshow called Teardrop, a group of people called Teardrop, Operation Blackjack. They have photos of the vans parked in the motorway, in the motor pool. And they have a whole genealogy of who belongs to which terror cell. Okay? Predictive programming, predictive seeding, who knows? What are you going to say?
Well, I was going to say that as we've gotten far down this road, this is information that's on a site, and we don't know the intention. It probably is some yet marketed or unknown product.
Sure.
Or video game or...
Sure, but you know that doesn't make a difference. You know why it doesn't make a difference? Because I've talked before about things like, what, Pilot?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So whatever its intention ultimately is, the way that it's going about marketing itself is making this fear-based social response.
Sure.
Is the means it's using to transmit
itself. But fear-based social response, if it was... Okay, if they said, if they gave some sort of a coordinate, a geological coordinate, where it was absolutely nothing like what they're showing in the slideshow, I'd say, haha, joke, it's not real. They've gone all the way to the fifth parking spot of a parking lot just up the street, and they've given the geological coordinates with white vans all parked
there. Look what
time
there. It is.
What's that? It's 9/11. Yeah, interesting. I just think it's uncanny and it's frightening. When you reference the NWO symbol, which is Saturn, you get 40, 42, 36, 51 north, 740, 4894 west, which is just west of Ground Zero in New York City. They set the bomb, the other bomb off, just west of Ground Zero in New York City. The policies of the London Telegraph actually prohibit this type of presentation, yet it has been issued in five parts and has ignored the complaints that have been filed against the continuation of the slideshows. People have complained that the presentation is creating unnecessary panic. Since 1934, any number of copywritten films or novels have used some version of this disclaimer. The events and characters depicted in this presentation are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. That includes locations. They purposely put a location in Portland, Oregon that will have a bomb in it with white vans, where white vans are reported to be parked at every day. And people can watch how these vans are parked and maintained, hidden in plain sight. This is far more scary than just a slideshow or a video game. They're monitoring this. And if you and you know, I even did a who is, who does this website belong to? Nothing. It was anonymous, and they kept it quiet. You don't know who's putting this out. That's the scary part. So this is not coincidental. It's kind of creepy. The Blackjack event, while fictitious, seems to be accurate as far as exact geographic positions. In the Portland graphics, the position of the mushroom cloud is exactly where it would be seen from the east, considering the coordinates. The position of the tall building, Big Pink, is aligned perfectly. The vans and the motor pool are exact, and a great cover for hiding a dirty nuke. The coincidences don't stop there either. It gets a little more frightening now. Here's another thing that's coincidental. Portland, Oregon was the spot picked by Homeland Security for Operation Top Off in 2007. It was a military drill where a nuclear dirty bomb was supposed to detonate near the steel bridge. It's less than a minute away from parking spot number 5 at the Northwest Gas Company. Same longitude and latitude as a top secret drill that was produced by Homeland Security in 2007. Something is wrong here. They're moving the game pieces. If you look at it, the steel bridge, Operation Blackjack is in the parking lot, and the steel bridge is just a minute away. It's in the same general location. This is where they detonated a nuclear bomb, dirty bomb, in a drill back in 2007. It's the same place. The reason why we know this is because Alex Ansari and myself were at the press conference when Chertoff had made the announcement. And they even thought that a real bomb was going to be loose. That's how creepy this gets. Military exercises, which included urban warfare games, have been happening in Portland. Last August, Portland was startled when black helicopter drills were being conducted. Armed military were being flown to various locations in case of a terrorist attack. Landing areas included OHSU, various buildings downtown, and the area near the Steel Bridge. Is that a coincidence? What is going on? You have a fictitious slideshow in London being produced. It's pissing people off and scaring them. The geographic locations match, and top secret locations that the government were using are being used as the locations for the detonation of a bomb.
As a coincidence, that night, it was. Remember that night we were here?
Mm-hmm.
The moon was red that night.
Yeah, it was pretty scary that night. Yeah. Another critical thing to point out is that the entire slideshow delights in using Illuminati symbolism and code. Much of the plot can be taken from an intelligence briefing. The running story is a mixture of uncanny coincidence and speculation similar to those provided by David Icke or William Cooper. I also want to point out something else. There's been a lot of military movement here in Portland. A lot of military movement. You were going to say something about that?
Comes into what you say. It looked kind of out of place, but there was a caravan of 10 Army trucks on the 8th that were coming down the freeway, and they were the striker units that have 8 tires on them and a kind of a bazooka-looking gun on the back, and they were had soldiers in uniform in them, and they were waving at everybody going by.
Right.
So I don't know what it means. They had slow movement.
Well, there was some in Beaverton, too, and people say, oh, don't be worried. They're doing these. They're doing the troop movements because it's the National Guard. But, I mean, how many people find this eerie by applause? I find it really eerie because, I mean, you don't do... I mean, if you're doing something fictitious, then please be fictitious. Don't go all out and give us the geographic location of where a bomb's supposed to go off and have it be the same geographic location that's in a top secret affidavit by Homeland Security. Go ahead.
It could just be another, you know, an audience falling for, you know, movies like Cloverfield, The Day the Earth Stood Still, like more...
Those are aliens and big monsters. This is an atomic bomb. I find that more frightening than aliens and big monsters.
But... I mean, as far as research and trying to plant a seed into the culture to go see your film, this could be the seed for
I agree
movie.
With you.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Usually, when these things are released, you know it's a viral marketing scheme. You don't know it with this. Telegraph has not sent anything. They have not produced anything to say otherwise, and you cannot trace it to any motion picture company or any comic book company.
Oh, War of the Worlds wasn't, you know.
Sure it was.
Either.
20th Century Fox. Their website, you could go and when they were doing the viral marketing, you can pretty much go in and type in a who is, and they'll tell you who is producing it. That's why when I talked about the 2012 movie, I actually went into who is for the International Human Continuity or the Center for Human Continuity. They said, you know, it said 2012 the movie.
For motion picture, but I meant...
This says absolutely nothing.
Well, I was thinking about Orson Welles in the 1930s War of the Worlds. Like that was, you know, no one knew that was happening when
sure.
it was happening.
But they did say this is the CBS radio theater several times during the show. Okay. People who caught half of it. But, I mean, this is saying nothing, people. No one is taking credit for this.
Or no one yet.
No one yet. And yet they've done 5 separate parts, and people have complained about it. Yeah, exactly. Worst role-playing game ever. I analyzed, and I haven't seen this anywhere else, so I figured them out myself. It was kind of like a game that I was playing with it. You take a look at all of the symbols that are on the website. NDP stands for New Dawn Presentations because I looked up New Dawn Presentations. New Dawn Presentations, it's registered to a mining company in Norway. So if they're doing this for a mining thing, it's a little weird. NWO is New World Order. How many people remember what Saturn stands for? Saturn is the symbol of death. It's the symbol of Satan. NAU, North American Union. You go to the next slides, you see NOS stands for Novus Ordo Seclorum, or New World Order. MT, Majestic 12. And AC, Anuit Coeptus, or He Has Favored Our Undertakings. Okay.
One time you showed us on Saturn, there was a hexagon-shaped formation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, on the top, I wonder if that mixes in somehow.
Okay.
The meteor asteroid that's supposed to hit the Earth by 2020 or something, isn't that more logical than a bomb going off in Portland?
Well, sure, but they're not talking about that.
The concepts of all this is like...
But they're not talking about that. They're talking about a real bomb, not a speculative asteroid hitting the Earth.
Yeah, well, we just had one like 2-3 weeks ago.
40,000 miles away.
Yes.
I know, almost.
40,000 miles away that almost hit the Earth, and it could have done a lot of damage.
Sure. In part five of our little series, they go back and they do everything again, but this time they simplify it so everybody doesn't know. They brought it. They brought in a bomb in a white van. They blew up London. They took out all the cities, six cities in the North American continent. With world in chaos, a new Western government appears based in Denver, Colorado. We've talked about that here at the Ground Zero Lounge. Prints a new currency and flies a new flag, the new Union of the United States or the new North American Union. The government of the UNA quickly identifies China, Iran, and Syria as the culprits of the bomb scares. The subsequent war is quick and decisive. An unelected new president issues a new constitution and declares martial law. I mean, this is all taken right out of the book. It talks about our union of nations has been left scarred but unbowed by the June 22nd attacks. Your government has metered out the justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to have a Union of North America citizen card that has your number on it, your biometric signature on it. All citizens are obliged with immediate effect to make contact with their approved health provider in order to get injected against various diseases that are going around, which includes getting a chip put in your body. The scenario is playing out like something written out of a David Icke book. Trust me, it's creepy, but still, the Portland thing has got me bugged. Whole cities erupt in violence. They reject the fascism that's happening. People fly flags of their old countries because the other countries are in shambles. I just want to remind people of something. On June 31st, 2007, there was a bomb scare that occurred when police officers mistakenly took a character from a cartoon called Aqua Teen Hunger Force. They took an LED placard thinking it was a bomb. It scared them enough. It was a viral marketing thing, just like what you're seeing here, okay? It was a simple little character called a Moonite. And yet they took that out just like that because they thought it was a terrorist thing. I'm pointing out to you that there is a slideshow in London, England, that no one's taken responsibility for that's being put out right now specifying that Portland, Oregon will be hit by a nuclear bomb on June 22nd at 8 a.m. just four blocks up the street. Four blocks up the street. That's according to the slideshow. They did their homework. They did their homework. Here's a picture of a SWAT guy taking one of those very, very horrible, horrible placards off the wall because they thought they were going to destroy a city. There was one in Portland, too, by the way. They had one here, too. I had a friend of mine who took it, and he sold it on eBay. No authorities have reacted to the London Telegraph thing, though, and that's what I want to ask you. I want to ask you if you think it's worth reporting to the authorities that this is going on, that they have actually plotted out that kind of terrorist attack. Because the questions that are running through my mind are this. Who is the author of this slideshow? Why is it being featured on a major UK newspaper? What is it doing in the arts culture section of a major British newspaper? What on earth is the purpose of this photo gallery published here? Why does it contain so many threatening, inflammatory, and offensive things? Why have requests for information been met with harsh reactions? Why have requests for information been met with no explanation whatsoever from the London Telegraph? Is this someone's sick fantasy, or are we being prepared for something? Why has this series become an ongoing feature? Why hasn't this feature been put on the terror watch list? Do Portland authorities understand that the slideshow has accurately plotted out a workable scenario and location for the detonation of a dirty bomb here in Portland? Do they also know that the location for the fictitious dirty bomb is nearly the exact location used by Homeland Security during Operation Top Off, a secret military drill? This is how serious it is. The most frustrating thing is that I don't know if I'm supposed to report this information to the authorities or just let it go and accept the explanation that it is fictitious and that maneuvers that are happening in my city and maneuvers happening in the coast of Oregon are nothing to be afraid of. Black helicopters and destroyers in the Pacific, all these things happening. While this slideshow is playing, Obama saying that the terrorists that are going to be coming from Britain. All these scenarios playing out. Okay? And I don't know what to do with it. I don't know whether to report it or not report it. Because the track record is simple. Military and police exercises were occurring at the same time as the 9/11 U.S. attacks in 2001 and the 7/7 U.K. bombings in 2005. Here's another thing that many people don't know. There was a massive hurricane called Pam. You didn't hear about it because it didn't happen. Pam was a disaster drill. It was supposed to be in preparation for a hurricane. 1 year later, New Orleans was hit by a hurricane. Hurricane Pam maneuvers were done in New Orleans. Operation Top Off was done in Portland, Oregon. Black helicopters were seen in Portland, Oregon last August. Military troops are moving right now through Portland. Maneuvers are being done off the Pacific coast right now to prevent any attacks from the coast. And this slideshow is on right now, the London Telegraph being shown to people who click on it. And we have nothing to worry about, even when they told us that the scenario is right up the street. Go ahead.
Just to throw in another doomsday type scenario, Portland was also used as in Science magazine, and an epidemic breaks out of some massive disease that's going to spread around the world. Portland was the place they used to start the disease for their experiment.
Right.
Who knows why, but...
Go ahead.
Well,
LondonTelegraph.uk. Go ahead.
The minds who created this whole slideshow, what I was thinking is, you know, this would have been harder to do 60 years ago. It's a way of using what we have as information to spread it and kind of a suicide of ourselves. Like, too much information on ourselves, we kill ourselves. And, I mean, this wouldn't, you know, how do you spread this type of information from London all the way to you in Portland without internet and all the resources?
Well, I thought it was just a joke until I found out that the area where the bomb goes off is in a place where white vans are parked every day. I wouldn't have thought anything of it if I didn't think, oh, what a great cover. You take a white van, you put a dirty nuke in it, you park it in the street, and no one knows.
But you could also, okay, let me play the devil's advocate on that. You could also look at the local city utilities, Portland General Electric, New York, fine.
But they don't have the geographic locations we're pointing out in this thing.
If you Googled Portland and went and looked for where natural gas would be or PG would be.
No, you Google in those numbers.
You Google in those numbers, and they go right to that parking lot.
Yeah,
that's not a coincidence.
You
can't do it any place else because that's what they stated. It's going to be in a parking lot up the street at this location, the same location the Homeland Security said where a bomb was supposed to go off.
Okay, I guess let me backtrack. How were those numbers created, though? Which symbol?
They were on the website.
They just put the numbers there then.
Yeah.
Was that they were put there intentionally so someone could figure out that the bomb is going to go off in a parking lot up the street.
That's what I mean. You find the information first, then you put the latitude longitude coordinates on our website.
I put it into Google Maps.
The people who made this site used Google Maps to zoom in on places to provide the numbers that matched what you're finding.
Could be.
That's what I'm suspecting.
This up here and this down here, I'm just a little short here, but you know what? I just want to ask you something. Can the government and the governor do something about this before?
That's what I want to know. Is it worth talking to the governor about? Maybe they already know.
Have you talked to the governor about this?
No, I'm putting it out to you because I want to know if you think it's worth talking to them about.
Well, hell yeah. Okay. I would think so. I think everybody needs to go to the governor and have him deal with this.
Well, that's the thing. I just wanted to know if it was worth it.
People as people, we need to deal with this too because it is, you know, Portland, Oregon. We live here and stuff. But
it's just a couple months away too. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think just talking here on stage is going to fucking help it.
I think this is the first time people have heard this. Is this the first time you've heard this tonight? By applause?
Well, yeah, it's helping for now, but I mean, like, in the next couple months, I mean...
Well, I'll see about trying to make a report and
Well,
get
you
it
know
someone.
What, ma'am? Now you know where the governor is. Go for it.
Yeah, go talk to the governor.
It's now your job.
Yeah. Well, I didn't fucking ask you, lady. Excuse me, getting in my fucking business. Shit. I'm fucking asking him because he's the one that put it out here.
Well, I'm not.
If he wasn't the one that put it out here, then everybody fucking else wouldn't fucking know.
Sweetheart. What I'm trying to get across to you is that this show is to put out information. What the people who receive the information do with it is their own business.
Right.
And
right.
You can run your little potty mouth in my face all you want, baby, but don't be telling Clyde Lewis to be doing the job that his listeners should be doing. You sound like you know everything about what needs to be done. Go do it.
What I see here is I see a fictitious slideshow where my city is targeted for a terrorist dirty bomb, and no one seems to think that this is worthy of reporting. I want to talk about it with other people. I want to see if this is worthy of reporting. It may just be something that you can downplay, but it could be something they're not telling us. I mean, it just stands to reason that here in Portland, we're watching a lot of maneuvers going on. We're seeing military maneuvers going on. We're seeing black helicopters everywhere. We're seeing maneuvers happening out in the water, out in the Pacific, and there's no need for it. I mean, we're not under attack, at least not yet. And then there's slideshows, and there's terror drills, and there's false flag drills and everything else happening. And we have to assess this on our own. It just bothers me. And that's why I presented it for you tonight, because I wanted to know if you guys saw any merit in this. And it is a show. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, I don't know what to say except, you know, you can write a letter to the editor. You can write a letter to the mayor. You can write a letter to the governor. You can write a letter to whomever and say, we're very concerned about a slideshow that appeared in the London Telegraph these past months, which puts Portland, Oregon in the crosshairs of a nuclear attack. A dirty bomb attack where it's accurate to the nth degree to the point of being frightening. I think I'm going to leave it at that. And I think if you guys want to do your own investigating, you can. You can go to thelondontelegraph.uk. You can even write them, and they'll probably laugh at you. So anyway, Karaoke from Hell's up next. I'm Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero Lounge. Thank you all for coming out.